When I was talking about you coming up this morning, I said, well, if you haven't already seen it, you've been on Route 13 on the west side of Harrisburg. You've noticed there's a change on the bypass.
There is a change. There's going to be a big change on the bypass. Probably by the end of this week and the first of next week, we'll have a new stoplight.
All right. So the stoplight's up now. It's just not on, so to speak?
The turn lane stoplights are up, but the main arms that go across the stoplight for the main intersection are not up yet. They're here, but they're not up yet.
You know, when your people come, and I'm probably one of those as far as people know, when you come screaming into Carbondale from the west, I think this is one of the reasons why I want to bring this up this morning, that you may become unaccustomed, and if you are distracted and coming into that thing at 65 miles an hour, got to get people's attention, let them know that change is going to be coming.
Yes, and with IDOT, they will do that for us. There will be some major changes in that intersection, people speeding through there. And it's just a dangerous intersection, Tom, and this stoplight is something that the city has been needing for the last 9 years, and I've been working hard to get this. And with the help of, with Brandon Phelps when he was in office, he really helped push this get through, and he was a big contributor to us getting this stoplight.
Well, I use that turnoff quite a bit because that's where my friends Forrest and Doug Hurd are buried, so I go back there quite a bit.
Right.
So that's one of those important places. My stepdad lives back there too. So, it's one of those areas I'm pretty sensitive to. I mean, I get it because I've pulled out. What's weird is if you're pulling out from there, as I'm leaving the cemetery, as I said there, if people are screaming through, you can't judge how fast they're coming. But on the other hand, the whole idea was you'd be able to make that pass through Harrisburg a little faster. So I guess this is the compromise that saves most lives because you've had a lot of crashes.
We have had a lot of crashes. And we've had three fatalities there. So this is something that was really needed in the city of Harrisburg, and we finally got it, and hopefully it'll be up and operational by the middle of next week.
I am, and I've been saying this on the air, that I've been wanting to call you and talk to you about this for literally weeks, and I just finally got to do it. Sorry about the delay. When I started reading about you saying enough is enough when it comes to water main breaks in this town, we're going to replace them all. And my first thought is, gee whiz, that's expensive. Gee whiz, that can be cumbersome. Gee whiz, you have to pull up a lot of sidewalks.
We do have a big project ahead of us in the next 5 to 6 years in Harrisburg. But we also have a lot of water lines in Harrisburg that are 80 to 100 years old. And we just, the city council and myself, we came together and we decided it's the best for the city of Harrisburg to replace every water line in the city.
How are you going to be able to afford to do something like that, John?
Well, we're going to get a lot of help with a federal grant, so that's going to help us a lot with the IEPA. The project will be covered by 49% of the project will be covered by an IEPA. They call it a forgiveness loan, but it's actually a grant.
Right. All right. Now, how long did it take you to get this lined out, the federal grant, to get you started?
I've actually been working on this with our engineers for probably about a year, year and a half. And we got the first phase will begin in spring of 2019.
Well, that's not too far down the road because you are not alone on this issue. And, of course, we got the big lesson out of Rend Lake, so that's one item. But when it comes to this, I've talked to many of my friends who work in the water departments in other communities, whether it's Carterville or Marion, and they say, we're always working on this. You cannot believe we're talking about cast iron pipes that have been in business for 100 years between the effect it has on the water itself because the water clings to those pipes. That's why we flush mains and things along that line. This is a big deal for health. It's a big deal for businesses that want to come that need a dependable source of water. If you've got another mayor who's thinking about doing this for this town, your advice to them is?
Go through the process, fill the application work out, and it will happen. It just takes a little time. You got to keep going after it. You got to keep sending applications in. And you'll eventually get it because, what happened with the Rend Lake incident, that's just a wake-up call for all of Southern Illinois. Just to goes to show you how bad the infrastructure is in Southern Illinois. And, Southern Illinois is actually growing. We have a lot going on between Carbondale and Harrisburg, and the infrastructure is very important for all these small communities. And some of these small communities have lines that they're all 100 years old, and they need to be replaced.
All right, time to get to that. And like I said, a difficult job. One of the other items, John, you've been doing right now is one you've been clearly showing on your Facebook page. Look, here's the bulldozer. Here's the backhoe. This house is coming down. You've been pulling down a lot of old houses.
We have, and we're very proud of that. And a lot of these people that these houses are just been sitting empty for years and years, and we contact the owners, and they deed it over to the city of Harrisburg, and we get it tore down, and then we take bids on them and open up new bids, and we put the property back on the tax roll.
Have you got any idea how many you've done?
In the last 8 months, we've tore down 24 houses, and we have another 18 we're going to be tearing down. We tore down 6 last week, and we have 18 pending teardowns.
This is a cumbersome process. I've talked to many other city administrators saying sometimes even getting in contact with the owners is an incredible chore.
It is. That's the big problem we have, is trying to get to find the owners of these properties that don't live around here anymore. And once you do find them, though, you know, it just takes a lot of work. You know, the fire chief, John Gunning, has really put a lot of work into that, helping me find these people. And we find them, we send them letters. And it's amazing the response we get back from these people willing to just deed their property over. Just about a month ago, we had a lady deed over five old mobile homes that she had had for, she's owned it for 40 years, and she just couldn't take care of it anymore. So she just deeded the property over the city, and we tore them all down. So hopefully the next month or two, we'll take bids for that and sell that property.
And you've also been working on another issue. Now, what we're talking about here, I think, falls under an umbrella of the town appearance and how people, Mark Twain said, clothes make the man. And when you look at that on a city level, when you look around you and you see decay and you see things falling apart, you start to have a different opinion about yourself. So the old houses coming down, you talk about changing what comes out of the water pipe by ensuring that it's good by doing the water pipes, but you've also been beating up on a couple of other items. I want to take these we're going to go with littering first. This is another issue that you've been really on, sharing on, and social media has been a big assist for you, hasn't it?
It has been huge. Social media has been really, really helpful for me. Facebook, Twitter, just, you know, getting the word out about littering and, picking up your trash in your yard. It's been huge. Every day someone sends me a message telling me thank you for, you know, being on us about picking up litter, and people are really doing a great job on that. We got a couple of churches in town that are getting ready to adopt sections of Harrisburg where they're going to clean that up. It's been huge, and I'm so happy for it. And the littering is awful. People litter every day, and I see it all the time. And I walk all over Harrisburg, and I pick up trash every day. Some days I'll pick up 2 trash bags full of trash.
And dumping, illegal dumping, which has always been a problem.
It has been a problem. But the city of Harrisburg is September the 24th through the 29th. We are going to have a citywide pickup where the water and sewer department and the street and alley department are going to come together. And that week, that whole entire week, we're going to go down every neighborhood. Anybody that has any old stuff that they want to get rid of, to put it out, we're going to pick it up and we'll take care of it.
There's another attempt to add a safety tax in Illinois. And that came up last week. And was that the city council or county?
No, that was county. That was county board.
County board, because they want to put this safety tax on the November ballot. What can you tell me about the safety tax in Saline County?
Well, the safety tax in Saline County, the first one they did was supposed to be a safety tax, and it was supposed to go to all the communities for safety, for police protection, for fire protection. And that the county got into some financial troubles, and they kept that money, and then they just distributed that money throughout their departments. Well, now they're asking for another referendum to be on the November ballot for another tax increase, safety tax increase. But, you know, people are taxed enough. They're tired of being taxed.
And well, John, isn't
if
there
you add another sales tax on? It's just more burden for business owners, and it's just another way for people to leave our town and go shop in Indiana or Kentucky and not shop local.
All right, but isn't there a rule, law? I'm not sure exactly how this works. I'm hoping you do. That when you put safety tax on the ballot, it has to go to safety tax. You can't just say, well, we're going to use it for this or that. There's a definition under that where those monies have to go to X, and I'm not sure what that definition is.
I don't know the exact definition of that, but I have been told that if there is a safety tax on the ballot and it passes, it is to go to the safety of the citizens of the county or the city. But in the past, I believe that our county has not use that money wisely, And that's why they're in the situation they're in.
County
Sheriff's Department is being, you know, they're shorthanded, and they need more help. And our police department's shorthanded, and we need more help.
Didn't that safety tax raise about $3 million, something like that?
Yeah, yes, and it raises a lot of money, and probably 80% of that comes from the city of Harrisburg, because, you know, everybody has to come to Harrisburg to do their shopping, go to Walmart, eat at the restaurants, the grocery stores. I mean, people don't realize Harrisburg generates a lot of people from other counties, and, you know, Gallatin County, Pope County, Hardin County. So, you know, we're a bigger town than what the population sign says.
Right. And because there's about $3 million, and I'd seen some rough descriptions, and I think it was $1.2 million for the Sheriff's Department, something like that?
Yeah, 1.2 was supposed to go to the Sheriff's Department, but I don't even think they received that much.
All right. So this is one of the issues. Now, was that voted down last week?
It was voted to put on the ballot in November.
Okay, so it will be on the ballot.
So the citizens will make the decision whether they want the safety tax to pass or not to pass.
How big is the tax, John?
It's 0.75%. So that would make our sales tax, I believe, 8.5%.
8.5% for sales tax,
yeah,
in Harrisburg?
That's where it goes. Yeah.
All right. Before I let you go, you know, John, one of the reasons he couldn't make it over and join us this morning is, and I will call this it a landmark. It's the McDonald's in Harrisburg. It's been there. I remember when it was built, and I was like, cool. Now I can run next door from the radio station and get a fish fillet.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I was kidding about it on the air. I think it was Monday, saying, you know, I know the exact song that it takes for me to be able to sneak out of the building, make sure I didn't lock myself in and get back, and so I get a fish fillet, a large fry, and a chocolate milkshake, and that was My Home is in Alabama by Alabama at 6:15.
Yep.
Right? And so, I mean, literally run because I had long shifts there very often. But this, unlike some of the other McDonald's that have been renovated, this is being torn down to the ground.
This McDonald's is coming completely down starting today, and we're having a groundbreaking for the new McDonald's, and it's going to be approximately about a 7,500-square-foot McDonald's. It's going to have a playland. It's going to be a great asset for the city of Harrisburg, and I think it'll really change the way our town looks.
Well, I'm hoping that you add an extra lane so it doesn't back up on the highway when people try to get in the drive-thru.
It does that now, but the new design will be, all the traffic will be off the highway.
Good. That'd be a good call because you get there at the right time of day, you know, because if I'm heading to Pope County, I usually stop and get a double, you know, something or other, quarter pounder with cheese before I go to Pope County. So
yep.
Just to make sure, you know, it's for survival purposes.
Exactly.
And so
we're excited for the new McDonald's coming to Harrisburg.
Good.
And, you know, we have the new KFC, so, we're, you know, Harrisburg's looking good. The town's growing. The attitude's changing. I'm just excited to be the mayor of Harrisburg right now because I think our town is really the attitude of the people are changing, and it's just I'm excited about it.
And new football season kicks off Friday, too.
New football season kicks off. New football coach. Coach Angeli, I hope he's going to do a great job. He has a good set of kids this year, so hopefully we have a good season.
I'm kind of curious about something I haven't asked. Did Harrisburg have a problem fielding a freshman team this year because more students not interested in football? Have you heard?
No, Harrisburg did not. I know some of the communities did, but Harrisburg did not.
Okay. All right. John,
we're football bred over here, bud.
I know that. True story, right? Brother played there, and I, played Gene Halkin, Joghurst, and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Harrisburg has a long history of some great football. You know that. So.
Right.
It's a good thing.
But, of course, when I played, we had not won a game in 7 years. So, and Ken Joggers came along, and that all changed. So, hey,
yes, sir,
John, appreciate your time. You know, the question I want to wrap up with today, and you've referenced this in several ways, morale, attitude. I mean, you're just like you. Your police officers are fighting this low-level pilfering crime that torments people. You're working on cleaning the town up, tearing houses that are abandoned down. I mean, there's a lot of components that go in to make a change in attitude in a community, no matter how small or big it is. I mean, you got this nice small town there. You can try to get to everybody a little bit better. But changing that attitude, that's tough.
It is tough. And, you know, we do have a lot of the small little crime things going on in Harrisburg, but I believe our police department has stepped up. We have a bunch of new young guys that are really getting aggressive out there, and we're getting, we're getting this stuff off the streets and getting these people off our streets of Harrisburg and, you know, that's what we need. And, you know, we don't need to be a crime-ridden town. And that was, you know, Harrisburg was getting that little, people were saying, oh, I don't want to go to Harrisburg. They're calling it Little Chicago. Well, it's not Little Chicago. It's a great community, and it's got great people that live in it. And we're going to keep fighting to get these people off our streets and get them out of our town.